Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. The next entry in my diary is written on a separate piece of paper in very small writing. We were instructed to burn all papers, so the diary was once more sewn into my small pillow, where it stayed for some months until things settled down again. And so, here we are in January 1944, still on the wrong side of an internment camp. It is 2 years since we saw the outside world, and oh, this place is ghastly. We all loathe it more each day. This new camp is like a pigsty. We were right back in September, at last diary entry, with rumours flying about as to where and when we would move. We did move that very day I finished my last note.
Oh, I must have a smoko.
Smoker's right. What'll you smoke, Dot? Grass?
Hello, Dale. I'll just sit and think of cigarettes. You know, sometimes you can almost taste them if you do that.
You've got a better imagination than I have.
Any new rumours? Oh, hundreds. I've lost interest. They change so fast that they couldn't ever come to anything.
Well, it's still Africa.
What is, Jeff?
Where we're going.
That one has lasted longer than any other place.
Well, I've always wanted to go to Africa.
Jungle drums and everything.
Yeah, I don't suppose African jungle would look much different from behind barbed wire than some Martin jungle.
Oh, you've got no spirit of adventure. That's the trouble with you, Zell. I was wondering if we do go there, if we could train tigers and lions to attack the nips.
And then...
What's all that about?
One of the guards and an officer. I've never seen before.
Look out, they're coming in.
Here we go.
You move in 1 hour. Where to?
Tamari! Apa? Apa di balang?
I said Pinda Mana. Where to?
Abati da boa kamu samatao. Atasya!
No reason for us to know, indeed. Why shouldn't we know?
Tamari, Australia, study! Satu jam. Atasya!
Well. Yes, we are getting out of here. Wherever we go, it couldn't be worse. Oh, come on, kids. Get cracking.
Right. Hey, kids, pack up. We're going.
We know. We just had a visitation from a high and mighty. He told us we were moving in 1 hour, but not where to.
Do you know, Mitz?
No, but I do know that only the first three houses are to go today, and there are 6 Jap officers galloping about getting in everyone's hair. We better round up the others. You get the drain squad, Del. I'll get the girls who are on duty at the hospital. We'll have to hurry.
We did hurry. It took us exactly 10 minutes to be packed and ready to go. We were all so hopeful that this move, if not repatriation, would at least be to better living quarters and conditions. We sat about waiting for our transport to arrive and trying not to let the butterflies in our tummies get the better of us. After a long wait, a truck lumbered up the hill.
Oh, for heaven's sake, let's get on with it. I can't stand much more of this waiting.
It's awful, isn't it, Del? They might have known they'd keep us waiting for hours. They always do.
There's a truck coming.
Only one?
So far.
We'll never get all our stuff and us on one truck.
Yes, we will if we have to. We'll get it all in a pram to get out of here.
We better get our luggage in first.
Our luggage, will you listen to Mitz? Luggage, she calls it. Look at it. Pieces of wood, tins, few pots. That makes up our furniture. And our clothes. Bundles of rags.
Here it is. Here's the truck.
Huh? We sent a few natives to help us load anyway.
Oh, yeah? Look.
They're going over to sit in the shade over the other side of the street.
Insolent devils. Ah, look at them. I'll squat there and smoke straws and watch us work.
Well, kids, there's no use griping. Let's get on with it.
I suppose so. Del, you and Jeff and I'll get into the truck while the others pass the stuff up to us.
Right, okay.
All right, come on, kids. Start handing things up.
Right, here we go. Here's the first.
You've got it?
Yep. Bring that bundle around here, Jess.
Wait a bit, I haven't got a grip on it.
Well, hang on.
Hey, Viv, that's it.
Oh, drat, I've dropped it. Sorry,
Be
Wilma.
Careful of this one. Mitz,
you
got it?
It's...
Oh, no. Try and pack it tight, Jeff. It'll travel better.
Can you look at the natives?
Why, Jeff? What are they doing?
They're open mouths. They've never seen such fast work. Hey, Mickey, bring that box next, will you?
Right, Adam, coming up.
Oh. Well, that's the lot.
We're packed in, though. I'll have to stay here and go with this lot.
Oh, I thought we'd all have to pile on top of the stuff.
No, there's another truck. It came in while we were busy.
Oh, good. It's behind us.
The others can all fit in that with the squash.
Well, we're off. You know, if we head towards the wharf, we can toss the pots and tins away as we go. We won't want them if we're being repatriated.
Jeff!
What is it, Doc?
Here, take this and hold it all the way.
What? It's a flower pot.
It's got a pudding in it and it won't pack. Wherever we go, we may need it.
It's very wobbly.
Don't let it spill, Jeff. See you later.
Right. Dear old Dot, we made it, that pudding and I. We traveled about a mile, that was all, to another camp. A filthy place built on a swamp below sea level. It had been evacuated the day before by the civilian men, and I've never seen such filth. So much for our hopes of going home.
Well, here we are.
Bit of a letdown, isn't it?
Yeah. We'd better get down and have a look around.
I suppose so.
Uh-oh. Here comes the welcoming committee.
Hey, that's the same nip that smoked us this morning, isn't it?
I don't know. They all look alike to me. Yellow and nasty.
Datang di line fraktoto.
We hope they're coming in another truck. They don't have to walk. What was that bit?
We have to live in that house.
House? A bit of a hut. It's quite big. Well, now put Duck's pudding down. We better unload and get the stuff in there.
Let's have a look first.
Where's Pig Face gone? Oh, I see. Talking to the natives.
Ordering them about by the look of it.
Yeah, not to help us, I'll bet.
Well, come on, you two. Come and look.
Coming, Mitzi. No. Did you ever see such a disgusting-looking hole? It's revolting.
It stinks to high heaven. We'll have our work cut out to clean this up and make it livable.
Oh, it's a cesspool. I should think we'll get every kind of tropical disease known and a few unknown here.
You're right, Jeff. It is a hut. Out of roof. Just a long sort of hall with walls and a roof. Look.
What are those shelf things down each side for?
Oh, the lower one we can sleep on. Little narrow one above, we can keep our things on, I suppose.
Well, at least we'll be sleeping 2 feet above the ground instead of on it.
Something.
It's not very wide, is it? Well, it'd be all right if we could lie along it instead of across it.
I wonder if we can.
It depends how many there are to each hut.
Well, they're about 5'6" wide. Pity not the tall girls.
Oh, this mud passage down the middle's nice. It's squelchy.
What do you expect? The whole place is built on a swamp.
Let's have a nosy around outside. The others might be here then to help unload the lorry.
Right. I'll go this way, Jeff.
Fine. And I'll wander over here.
Well, I might as well go and have a look. Curse and blast those Japs. I did think we may have been on our way home this time. Oh, well. He's whinging, I suppose.
Awful place this is. I thought maybe we'd go somewhere a bit better on the other camp. Oh, this is 1,000 times worse. What's this? Dry well by the look of it. I don't think there's any electricity here. Oh, I wish we could have gone home. I suppose we'll just have to make the best of it.
Dear God, how long are we to be kept here? We can't go on much longer, and this is a dreadful place. If any serious sickness breaks out... I'm so sure that this movement home... Oh, home. Come on, my girl, snap out of it. This won't do. You're here, and that's that. Make the best of it. We'll all be home. Someday soon.
Well, what did you two find?
Well, the camp's about 100 yards long, 40 yards wide at one end and narrow at the other. It has one tap.
Well, there are three empty wells, a blade or two of grass, and it's all surrounded by out-of-roofed huts. The outer walls of the huts make a barrier. They're boarded up, and you can't see outside except through the cracks.
At that end, or what I suppose are the kitchens? Mm.
This end is the entrance with the guardhouse in the middle.
Quite a travelogue. And both ends, both sides, and the middle are filthy.
Listen.
It's another truck coming. It's probably the rest of the kids.
The rest of our girls arrived, and we moved into our new home. The other people from our old camp came in dribs and drabs. Finally, we settled in, the Dutch all living in the huts down one side of the camp, the British on the other. Everyone seemed happier that way. On one side of the guardhouse, we had our hospital, and about 50 Dutch nuns lived on the other side. For the rest, there are 60 to a hut. We lie alongside each other, packed like sardines. We keep telling ourselves that it won't be for long now, but maybe this is only a transit camp. But we can't be left here in this cesspit forever. But sometimes we wonder if we've been forgotten by everyone. Our new camp is even more frightful than we first thought. There are two bathrooms for the entire place, which now holds over 500, as all Dutch, German, and free girlfriends have been interned. One bathroom is on the Dutch side, and one on ours. They have to be seen to be believed. As one Scots lad said,
"Oh, I wouldn't have put my cows in here. It's worse than the cattle pavilion in the Edinburgh Show."
"Yeah, they wouldn't put the pigs in this at the Royal Easter Show at home. Look at the cracks in the floor. You could break your neck."
"And the tong thing. What's the use of that? There's no water."
"There are two taps over it."
"But will you look at them? They're full of spiders. It's definitely no water in them."
"Yeah, never has been by the look of them. I shouldn't think that ever worked."
"This long drain, I take it, is the lavatory."
"That's right. You need to be a contortionist to become adept at using it."
"The septic tank is just outside. It'll have to be done every day."
"Well, we'd better draw lots for the foul job of taking care of that. And I bet I win. I always get the booby prize."
"What are you gazing up at, Dill?"
"I've just had an idea. I'll be back in a minute."
"Now, what do you suppose she's up
to?
I have no idea, but being Australian, it could be anything. I'll get along there, Sister Jeff. Let me know if Sister Dale turns this into a tiled bathroom with hot and cold water, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Come on, Shorty.
Oh, what's the big idea, Dale? I was just going
to... Never mind what you were going to do. Now, look here.
At the bathroom?
I've looked.
Well,
what I thought we could do is tear away the atom over the tongue.
Sounds like a song title. Tear the atom from over the tongue.
Oh, shut up, Jeff. Look, listen. If we make a hole there, when it rains, it'll fill the tongue with water, and when the sun shines, it'll come through and dry off the floor.
And us, having no towels. But how will we get up to do it?
Well, I think I could reach it if I stood on the tongue and you held me.
You want me to help? I could stand here and offer useful suggestions.
Nah, I think you could nick off, Jeff.
Yes, Jeff, you run along.
Well, I'll keep an eye out for the nips. I'll make a noise like a blue tufted flycatcher if one comes along.
Oh. Galar would be easier for you, wouldn't it?
Come on, Shorty. Dale and Shorty are trying to make the bathroom a bit more civilized, Mac.
Oh, yes?
They're tearing some of the roof away so the rain and sun can get in.
Oh, yes.
Mac, you're all covered with blotches. What's happened to you?
Bugs.
What? Oh, I knew the place was thick with rats, fleas, mosquitoes and mud, but not bugs, too.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mac, isn't it revolting?
Oh, yes.
Oh, perhaps when we get it all cleaned up properly, we'll get rid of them. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have some disinfectant?
Yes.
Well, I suppose we'd better get on with it.
Oh, yes.
We worked like demons to get the place a bit cleaner, but without any proper utensils, it was heartbreaking and backbreaking work. We tried hard to clean it all up, but it was nearly impossible. The roof of our hut doesn't meet in the center as it should, and after we'd been here a few days, we found out why.
There go those two poor souls to do the septic tank.
Oh, what a job before breakfast.
They seem quite gay.
Yeah. You're starting to cotton on to our look of never letting Tojo know that he gets under your skin.
Who's doing it this morning, Dale?
Dutch lass, I forget her name, and Scotty.
Oh, poor old Scotty. She said she'd be sure to cop that job.
Yeah. It's a bit of a breeze this morning. It's quite nice.
Yeah, there's a funny looking sky. Something's blowing up, a storm of some kind. Oh, well, I'd better go and cut some wood.
I'll see you in church.
Hey, what are you doing, Jeff?
Trying to clean up under the sleeping shelf.
Oh.
There's decayed food, dead rats, and goodness only knows what under here.
Oh. I'll take our tin down and get in line at the tap for water.
That is, of course, if the nips haven't turned it off again at the main outside.
Bill said there was some kind of a storm brewing. She was right.
Just listen to that wind.
Oh, yeah.
It's called a Sumatra, so they tell me.
That's not what I'd call it, Shorty.
More like a blooming gale, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, mother McCree, what a time I've had.
You know, I could hardly get over to the hut.
Why, down the wind?
Knocked me off my feet.
Oh, boy, I feel as if I've walked a mile.
Hey, it's getting worse.
Hey. Oh, gee, what was that?
I don't know.
Hey, it sounded
like... It was the roof lifting. Look at it. It's blowing up in the middle.
Oh, we've had some bad windstorms, but gee, this is the worst yet.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? Now, when it rains, we'll get half drowned.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, this is horrible, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Look, what did I tell you? The rain's pouring in.
Oh, I'm drenched.
That palm leaf or rat app or whatever it's called is a menace. We might as well have no roof at all.
There are great holes along here. We'll have to see if we can fix them.
Oh, this is really slumming it, as Trot calls it.
I wonder if...
Jeff!
What happened?
Oh, are you all right, Jeff?
Yes, I think so.
Hey, what happened? How'd you fall?
Oh, this passageway's like ice. I slipped.
Oh, here. Let's give you a hand up.
Oh, careful, Shorty. The wet clay is as greasy as anything.
Oh, I'm all right. Oh,
careful. Shorty. Oh. Did you hurt yourself?
Oh, no. Just makes you so blasted mad.
Yeah. I'll hold on to the bench and give you a hand up. Jeff? Thanks, Bill.
Now, you right?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Now,
you, Shorty.
Oh, thanks, Dill. Oh, look at the mud all over me.
Me too. We better get outside and wash off a bit in the rain.
This is a death trap. Someone's going to be hurt sooner or later.
The passageway is a death trap. In more ways than one, we found it to be most treacherous. It harbors sickness in the muddy water that lies there and can't be drained away. Already, three of our sisters have developed malaria. The wells are filling a little now with the rains, but the mud and slush around the wellhead is terrific. It's a major operation to get water up.
Where's Shorty with our piece of rope? She did go to get it, didn't she?
Oh, yes.
Yes, well, if she doesn't hurry up, all the water will have been taken out of the well.
Or spilled on the ground. All the tins have holes in them. There's water everywhere, but in the proper place.
Well, Mac, you've made a speech again.
But it's awful to see it all spilled. It's so precious.
Oh, here I am. Did you think I was lost, Del?
Oh, I was beginning to wonder if you'd gone to grow the flax to make a rope.
Hem.
Hmm? What that?
Ropes are made of hemp.
Well, whatever this one is made of, let's get it tied onto the handle of the big tin.
Well, look, wouldn't it be better to toss the little one down and fill the big one up from it? It wouldn't be so heavy to pull it up.
No, Shorty. The big one has more holes in it than the other one. We'd lose more. Now, that ought to hold. Now, you be ready to catch the leech with that tin, Mac, when we get this one up.
Oh, yes.
Come round this side, Del. There's more room. I don't get bogged, though.
Right, Mac? Well, you hang on to the end of the rope so we don't lose the lot and take in the slack.
Oh, yes. Right. Well, here it goes.
Can you see it, Shorty?
Yes. Oh, the blooming thing's floating. Oh, now it's filling through the holes in the side. Hey, hold on to take the weight. Oh. Righto. Now. Whoa.
Up she comes. Got the other tin, Mac?
Yes. Come on. We'll carry this as fast as we can. You try and save the leaks as we go.
Oh, what's up? Has that one sprung a leak too?
Oh, yes. Oh. Put your finger over it. We're nearly there.
Even to get a drop of water is a tiring chore. It takes two of us to do most of the jobs now. But Operation Well Water isn't as bad as standing in the heat in an endless queue at the one tap. It never seems to lessen. There are always at least 100 people waiting for water. And even when you get to the tap, you mostly find that the Japs have turned the water off at the main outside. It must be very gratifying for the Japs to watch women suffer, especially the women with children, or the ones who are ill.
Listen again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend and produced by Fifi Banvard for Australasian Radio Productions.